W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The administration makes a choice. President-elect Donald Trump picking longtime campaign co-chair Susie Wiles as his chief of staff.
Susie has been at the campaign for many years, since the beginning. The question is, how does she transition that role from a role in the campaign into the White House, managing the Oval Office? Will she be able to do that effectively with her boss in the West Wing? That is the big question, and we'll see how her management style is and if she's effective in that way.
ABC's Catherine Folder is at Mar-a-Lago. Three people have now been charged in connection with the death of One Direction member Liam Payne. They are accused of supplying and facilitating the use of narcotics, as well as abandonment of a person followed by death. Payne fell from his balcony on the third floor of a Buenos Aires hotel. Five hospitalized, more than 60 arrested after violence broke out following an Amsterdam soccer match. Israeli fans believed to have been targeted. An investigation underway. This is ABC News. ABC News has learned that hackers working for China broke into the phone used by one of President-elect Trump's lawyers.
New details on the length Chinese spies will go to infiltrate American politics and President-elect Trump. Multiple sources tell ABC News hackers working for China's intelligence service broke into the phone used by Trump's lead criminal defense attorney Todd Blanche. The sources say in the lead up to the election, the hackers gained access to Blanche's text messages and captured audio recordings of some of his calls. We're told most of the communications involved family and friends, but the FBI is working to determine whether more sensitive contacts were compromised.
That's ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky. Questions following the Federal Reserve's quarter point interest rate cut on Thursday, the central bank suggesting some uncertainty over the pace of future cuts. Donald Trump's election win this week could reshape the economic outlook for the country and drive up prices. That could stall further rate reductions, Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying it's too soon to tell. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This Veterans Day, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers salute the brave men and women who have served this country with courage and dedication. Whether it's on the field or off, these veterans have shown what it means to fight for freedom. So come together, stand proud, and give thanks to those who protect, defend, and have sacrificed with bravery that inspires so many, today and every day. So from the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers family to this nation's heroes, thank you.
Quiet down, here she comes.
Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.FM.
The Bucks finally get a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks snapped a six-game losing streak with a 123-100 win over the Jazz. How bad did the Bucks need this victory at home over a young 1-6 Utah Jazz team? Damian Lillard.
I think we needed it bad, desperately. You know, this is a team that came in with the same record as us, a struggling team, a much younger team than us. They coming on our home floor. So, you know, it was important for us to not only get off that six-game losing streak and feel something good, but going into this next stretch of games, you know, I think it was important for us to get back in the win column.
The Bucks are in Madison Square Garden tonight against the New York Knicks. College hoops, a 79-67 win for Wisconsin over the Montana State Bobcats. Head coach Greg Gard.
A good win against a good team that's experienced. You could really tell the maturity of the older guys for them on the floor. Anytime we made a mistake on a screen, it was a three in the first half. Those things will help us.
That's the Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness in particular just became the fourth biggest premiere on Paramount+. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered weapons weaponry, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we may see a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers with a high in the mid 50s. By Sunday, showers in the morning, ending in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF Friday edition of the show, a board game of the week by our own Aaron Zomers and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the city of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Are you throwing headphones on? Hang on.
Well,
hang on.
Some of us get here 22, quarter two, kind of get ready, do a little show prep.
Much better.
Yeah. Hi, John.
Hey. Hello. Hi, Todd. So, what do you think of our plans?
No.
Why?
Weird. No. I don't know. There's a business that may be coming up for sale, and Johnny wants to buy it.
And we want you to manage it, Todd.
Who's we?
You and me.
Business is tough. We've had a lot of business people on here. And it's here's the thing, John.
We got Todd.
Businesses are great when they're making money. When they're not, that's when it's not fun.
I've always wanted to own a business.
Yeah.
This is my chance.
It's
you and me.
Low
partners.
Entry. It's low entry cost. Oh, anyway, we'll
see. Todd, you in?
I don't know. Here's the problem. The business I think that you guys are looking at deals with the public.
Yeah.
And, you know, in general, I don't like people.
Right, so you know what?
That would be hard for me.
You don't have to. I'm just like the accountant.
I'm lining up behind you.
You don't want me doing your accounting.
No.
No. I'm on a first-name basis.
You're
that
guy yesterday we had in with the Sandries. What was it? Sir with an S.
Peter Brittle.
It was Gold Coast Candy.
Gold Coast Candy, but yep. He had his first name in there, and then he had Gaza. Where was it from?
Ghana
peanut brittle. You know, he's been at this for a while, and he's only at 250,000.
You
sales.
Teach this, Jim.
I know. That's why. And what's the number one reason businesses don't work, Johnny?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
What?
Why does a business fail?
Why does a business fail?
Right.
Not enough customers.
Right. But, okay. That would be marketing.
But I don't know.
They run out of money.
Oh, well, that.
And so there's a time.
We got Todd's money.
You have to put, okay, well, that's just it, because we're both in radio. And I'm putting all my
stocks into Todd. Todd, okay. Listen to me. Okay.
You two guys do it. I'll consult for 10% of sales.
No. No way. No way, no way, no way.
Not of profits.
Why won't you just go partners with me?
No, John.
Seriously? Okay.
John, we don't get along now. Can you imagine if we were in business together?
Nobody gets along. You think Trump and his people all get along?
True. That is true. I'll tell you what. Do you remember when AMS got off the ground? Wally Hilliard and your buddy.
Yeah.
Wires.
Out of their garage.
Yeah.
And they started in their garage.
And they had an unbelievable business at one time, and they would host seminars for like us young entrepreneurs. And, you know, they had a theater room in there.
Yeah.
And I asked them, I said, how is it working together so close for so many years? And I want to tell you that they said it's a lot easier when you're making money.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they did. those guys were printing money for a while. Well, are they both dead now?
Well, Ron passed away a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so did Wally.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
And then they're both gone.
Yeah, yeah. Just...
One plus one.
Hey, no, you're right. Happy Friday,
yeah,
everybody.
Right, right, right. Wow. Hey, I hope you're...
Let's talk about this, Jim.
No, I won't talk... Let's talk about the... So, I've
okay,
been talking...
No, no, no.
I've been getting texts.
Turn him down. Turn him down. I'm throwing this out there. I need a business partner. We have an opportunity 10 feet away from us, possibly, to take over a business. Okay? 10 steps away from us.
Okay.
All right? I need a business partner since you won't do it. And Todd, you're a little reluctant. I'm still going to try to bring you in. But I need somebody. Is there anybody out there who would have a vested interest in my business right here, downtown Green Bay? I need a partner. I'm going to take over this business. Todd, are you in? Yes
What's
or no?
What's the partner? What do you need a partner for?
Well, I don't know.
I do.
Okay.
Why do you need a partner, John?
Okay, well, okay. I will say this. I'm not really good financially at dealing with numbers or whatever.
Yeah.
That whole thing. So I need somebody for that. I will be the spokesperson. I will be the publicist. I will be the advertiser. I will do all this stuff.
What are you going to... What's the business going to do, do you think? Like, what are you going to sell?
Right next door.
So you're going to keep... That kind of idea. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be like Mino's birdhouses.
No. I would sell them there, though.
You'd what?
I would sell birdhouses in there. A lot of barnwood
stuff. I usually
go
into a grocery store to buy a birdhouse.
Well, are we talking about right next to us or two down?
Well, the one two down
we might take
is
over
open.
Both. We're thinking about...
The one two down is closed. There's a sign on their door.
Right.
And that's that little market.
Yeah.
And it's been tried twice since we've been here. And there's...
But there's literally a door in between.
Sure.
So, I mean,
they could be joined.
Let's say the market, which is available right now. And you look at the paper today. I mean, the headlines in there are these new developments that are proposed for the downtown. If you get people living down here, a market will work. But we don't have the density right now. I mean,
we
look at the window every day.
But we will promote it, Jim. We're on the air 3 hours every day promoting it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, this is a good venue to...
I mean, when I was in radio, Todd, you and I have both been in radio. And let's be honest. One of the most expensive things you'll ever imagine is how much it costs to advertise on radio in some stations. Correct, Todd?
I would say any advertising, really.
Right.
There's a cost to it.
And we can do it for free, basically. We'll talk to Sage. We'll talk to people at Civic. And could we have,
why would you, let's just say it's, right.
What the?
Yeah.
Todd.
That was Todd.
Oh my gosh.
Sage ain't gonna do this.
Todd, my guy. Oh my, lordy, lordy, lordy. I've never gotten a buzzer from Todd
before.
Go.
I could not deal with the public. That would be very difficult.
You have a landlord.
But, you have a landlord and.
You got me.
Well, your customer.
No, I'm the promoter.
You're a good customer.
Todd?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Hey.
This is almost shocking that Todd would be turning me down like this.
Yeah.
Thought he was my guy.
Yeah,
my wingman. No?
Yes.
I'm trying to protect you, John.
Right. There you go. Me too. Okay, I'm going to say that instead of saying
protect me from what?
Yourself. Right, John? John, let's say you go $20,000. To get this thing, just operating cost. And they say, we'll give you free rent for a year because we want to get this thing going. And so you buy everything that's in there and $20,000. Okay. I don't know if that seems a little bit low, but let's $20,000, which you don't, I don't know if you have that or not, but let's see.
I do not.
Okay. So then Todd and I each put in 10.
Yeah.
Right.
I got nothing, just so you know. But go ahead.
Dude, me too.
I got nothing.
I don't know.
I get Social Security. Which doesn't include dental. Don't even get me started on that.
But well, Social Security isn't your dental. Medicare would be your dental.
Well, whatever. I don't know. What's the difference?
Well, let's set that aside. Mm-hmm. Have you been getting texts on the... I know we're not going to talk about... I want to talk about the election for just a second. And this is what I want to talk about. I don't really want to talk about the election. I want to talk about the mood, the demeanor. Johnny and I were talking earlier... He played football. I wrestled. We both lost. And when we lost, it's like, dang.
Yeah.
But then it was like a day or two or three. And then it's like, okay. And even when we lost to the Giants, which was devastating for me.
That's funny. We'd both bring up that game.
I know.
Is that crazy?
I had,
can say, you know what, Jim? When you said that, in my mind, I still visualize that kicker running out onto the field and saying to everybody, doesn't have a chance. Yeah. It's 25 below, wind chill. He doesn't have a chance. 49-yard field. Nah, don't worry. Guys, forget it. Right. Who needs something? Who needs some more pizza? And he hit that field goal. Yeah. When you just brought that up, I had that visual in my mind.
That was probably one of the most down moments I had. And, yeah. Because we were all in the box.
It was like stunning.
It was. And we had, the problem is, and for you listeners out there, don't tell your kids you're taking them to the Super Bowl until you're going to the Super Bowl. That was a huge mistake on my part that I learned.
Okay. And I had somebody call me the night before, and they're like, "Mine, are you going to the Super Bowl?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sure." And I told you, I talked with Murphy.
Right,
and
right.
Yeah, I'm sure we are. You know, and it's like, we are so excited. We're going on the Packer plane with the yada. Yeah, this person worked for the Packers. And it's like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. This is great. And it was like so, and that's why it was stunning.
Given. We were favored. I don't know how much we were favored.
Oh, God. Well, okay, but let's go back on something here with that. I think, and we talked about this the other day, when did the Packers' home field frozen tundra end? I think it was that game.
Yeah.
You know, the big, oh, my God, who's going to go to Green Bay in January?
And right.
And I think that's where here. It ended.
Right. I just want to correlate that a little bit to the election. There are some people who thought that the Kamala was going to win, and she didn't. Are you going to fight it?
I still don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Kamala?
It's Kamala.
It's Kamala. Okay.
But so I interviewed Mark Becker yesterday for my show.
Good guy.
He's a good guy. He knows politics too. And I said, I want to go back to this Giants game. Like, I was really bummed out for three or four days. But then 2 weeks later, when they went to the Super Bowl, I was cheering.
And
for
all
them,
the young guys just came back from Iraq.
Yeah.
You know, so we're
So we were definitely, rooting for him. I said, are you going to go through 4 years of this bitterness? Because, yeah, I might. I'm like, dude, no. I mean, you've got to. Besides, it's only really 2 years, right? Because they really start these campaigns in the United States so early. But I don't know. I think we have to accept what happened. And I think we got to get together.
Well, like
move
I told
on.
My daughter, you I know? Said, if you stay off social media and don't right. just get into the weeds of this whole thing, how different will your life be? None.
Although, right.
I just got to warn you guys something. You're two men in your 60s. You're also white. Okay. I think you got to at least understand that some people are upset about this. And an election, to tie an election and 4 years in your country and what that can mean to you personally down the road, whether it's job security, whether it's pricing and all, you're aligning it with a football game.
Well, it's a big game, though.
Dude, but that does not affect your life.
No, but I mean that was the Super Bowl.
I understand that.
Okay.
But that's not going to affect you or your children.
Exactly. Yep.
So please don't do that.
That's what I try to get across to because my daughter, I'm so concerned about my daughters or your grandkids.
Well, that's what Todd is saying.
But that's what I'm saying.
Todd's saying it
I'm
does.
Saying you guys are equating it to a game which doesn't affect your grandchildren, grandchildren or your granddaughters or anything. This is something that could affect people long term. Actual human beings. So I understand that you guys are not worried, but there are some people that are.
And I understand that. And right, I respect that.
But please don't equate it to a football game, Jim, okay?
But that was a big game, Todd. No, but I'm just... No. I'm not sure. But I mean, you're talking super... I mean, okay, people still talk about the Super Bowls the Packers have gone to. That affects people's lives in a certain way. We live in Green Bay.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, John, you're in.
This is right. We're agreeing on something. So,
I know.
In a year and a half.
I'm not even joking about this. I need an investor to take over a business right next door.
Look at your text.
All right.
You got 20 seconds. No, right on the screen, John, where the text comes
in. Can we turn it into a dispensary? I'm in, Kyle.
Then I'm in.
Is that gummies?
Yeah. Nah, we got
Is that legal now?
Not yet.
Not yet.
We're getting there.
Let's do it illegal.
Okay. I don't care about you, it's
Friday, I'm in love. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This Veterans Day, take time to pause and honor the brave men and women who have served this country. Thank them for their dedication, sacrifice, and unwavering commitment to the freedoms provided today. The Green Bay Gamblers proudly stand with area veterans, both on and off the ice, recognizing their courage and countless contributions. So to those who have served both in the past and now, thank you. This message was made possible by the Green Bay Gamblers. Visit gamblershockey.com for a full schedule of games.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you got to know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Vito the Mayor here on a Friday. Man, this week has been bizarre, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It just totally has.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So we got some texts coming out. I guess evidently we punched some buttons.
Yeah. Ooh. We want to.
All right. Well, we got this one. Text. Todd, you are 100% correct, Steve.
Okay.
Got another one from Carol. Speak the truth, Todd.
Uh-huh.
Another one. Are you too serious? Rick. Right. Another one. Todd is 100% correct. The election versus a football game, not even close to being the same. And we agree on that. We agree. But it wasn't just a football game. It was the champion. It was the NFC championship game.
But that didn't change your granddaughter's life, potentially. It just did not, right? It didn't affect your daughters or your son.
Okay.
It was still an NFC championship game.
Right, I mean,
what am I thinking?
Yeah.
Okay, I got another one. I agree with Todd. It takes a long time to get over this. We went through 4 years of Trump before. It wasn't good. Yada, yada, yada. But, okay, go ahead, Todd.
I just want to say this. I'm not pro anybody, right? I do have my feelings, and I was disappointed in the election because this is not my outcome, okay? I am a pretty good loser
most
of the time.
I'm a great loser.
This isn't a loss for me.
Can I be honest with you, though?
This is a loss for people that I care about.
And when I played sports, and you know, they have
you were not a good loser.
I never shook a hand.
I know.
Yeah. In my lifetime, in a game, I never shook a hand after a game.
And yet we should get over this.
Right.
I don't know.
Is that crazy?
I mean, Jim, your daughter's concerned, right?
Yes.
So is mine.
Although I told her, let's not look at the negatives. What's positive? I just take something very basic. The tax cuts that are coming. So people who make, like, he's got it in
Jim,
median average.
Just because he's got it planned doesn't mean that's going to get executed.
Well,
I think a lot of people believe that from the last time. There was a lot of things he was going to do that just never happened.
Yeah, but I think this one is because I think he's going to... The only reason I say that, Todd, I just want it's not a big deal.
Show me
deal,
the money.
But
you show me this is going to be better, and I'm all for it. I will support it.
If your average income is $80,000, because he takes averages, if your average income is $30,000, if it's $80,000, if it's $200,000. So if your average income is $80,000... Your
prove
taxes are going
to
be $1,300 less. Why? He's not even sworn in yet.
But
I'm going to give him my point is, like, give the guy a chance.
That's fine, Jim. But a lot of people did give him a chance last time and felt that he did not come through for them. Now, again, I'm all for it. I'm behind it. You can't discount somebody's being upset about this hey, you know, the guy doesn't drink. That's a good thing. I'm sorry. That doesn't affect me personally, right? It doesn't affect my family personally. So I'm just saying, please don't equate it to a football game.
No, but okay, but let me just say this. When I talk about, okay, you talk about your quality of life or whatever you do and your whole surroundings, what's the whole aura about your life? You live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You're a Green Bay Packer fan or whatever. Yeah, I mean, you're Wisconsin. You're whatever. The Packers are an emotional thing. I mean, they're a big emotional thing. And I'm being honest about this. I'm not joking around. I think the Packers' fortunes are as much in a person's psyche during the course of a season as political things are. That's what I'm saying. Don't you agree?
No? I don't.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I mean, yeah, I get excited when the Packers win to the Super Bowl. What a high, right? Celebrations, great stuff. And we get depressed when they don't. But that doesn't affect me 2 years down the line or even 10 years
down
the
line. But I'm just saying, I think when a person wakes up and they go to work in the morning, how the Packers are doing like that, and you lose an NFC championship game. Again, it's not just a game. It was the NFC championship game. How that would people will remember that for the rest of their lives.
I got two more texts.
Okay, okay. Then
one
stop.
Was just stop, John. Just stop. Strongly disagree, John.
Really?
Just stop. What is positive? Hopefully this 4 years goes very fast. This country
well,
can move on.
Okay, and what is positive? This is, I think, what's positive about it. And I told my daughter this. Americans are, I think, pretty good people, pretty smart people, pretty caring people. I think no matter what side of the aisle on, right, you want a good economy, you want safety for your kids, you want good education, and, you know, quality of life. The majority of people voted for this guy.
I agree, Jim.
5 million
but,
more.
But,
we haven't won the popular vote.
Okay.
Republicans. I didn't say
okay.
we.
But, well, you did.
But
here's the thing.
I did.
There's still all those people that aren't happy about it. And you're saying, okay, in 2 days, get over it. Everybody be happy.
Okay.
Just remember what happened.
He just gave you the finger. Let's see that?
Well,
I mean, he gave you one of those.
Take a lot of time.
It's like my principal.
Yeah.
What happened last time when he didn't win? And did you tell those people to get over it?
Yes.
You did.
I did. Look, I've been in politics for 20 years. If I lose, it's like, hey, look, that's who he's the mayor. She's the mayor. He's the governor.
I agree.
So like here's a good example. I was thinking about this last night. Mark Green.
Yeah.
Friend of yours.
Yeah.
Friend of mine. Knew him pretty well. Ran against Jim Doyle. Okay. I will admit, I supported Mark Green.
Okay.
He was a friend of the family and knew him and knew his kids and his wife and everything else.
I will say this. Okay, he did a lot of things for my veterans.
All right.
Okay. So
anyway,
go ahead.
Todd, this is my point. He lost. Governor Doyle won. What do I do? Congratulate Governor Doyle. It was like maybe a year later that I was in, just Governor Doyle and I had breakfast in the governor's mansion talking about how we can get things going in Green Bay. So I think that's what we have to do is like, Give us some time. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Don't come to me 2 days after or three days after.
Okay, didn't I read something last night? Biden's going to have breakfast with Trump?
Absolutely, yeah. Right?
Awesome.
And we continue to get texts in. We need to move on. People don't want to hear about that.
Yeah, I know that. But what I'm saying is I'm not trying to be facetious about that, about the Packer thing. That affects people, though. I mean, you know what I mean?
I'm not saying
you're
that.
You're so invested emotionally into something like that.
But it doesn't affect their actual lives or their livelihood
okay.
5 years down the
line,
10 years down
the line. And I understand that. But when you invest into something like that, that's a deep-seated thing.
I agree.
I could tell you about a game I lost in high school that still bothers me. No?
We got 1 minute.
All right.
No.
All I'm asking you guys is let people mourn. It's like somebody, in some cases, having a death in the family, and you go, like, they're gone. You got to move on, right?
Yeah.
When your parents die, you never forget.
Right.
Not equating it to that, but it's certainly maybe a little bit more in line than a football
game. All right, we're going to move on.
Okay, so I need an investor.
Yes.
And I'm not even joking about this. I want to open a business that's right next door to us. I'm dead serious, 100%.
Mine on the mayor's weed. Nope. Whatever you guys want to do.
Well,
yeah. See, Jim, now Jim's in, now. Jim's
I just
interested.
Said, what's our hook? What's unique? Why did it fail?
Okay, what did it with the guy yesterday? It doesn't stick to your teeth.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
We gotta have
there
something.
It is. Okay. We gotta find that hook, and I'm in.
Okay. And Todd, you're in on this.
Okay.
We're pulling you in.
Yeah, that's right. We need you, Todd.
We don't care if you don't want to be. We're pulling you in.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
After the election, the Wisconsin legislature doesn't look the same. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. All 99 assembly seats were up for grabs, and half of the state's 33 Senate seats also were up for contention. How did Wisconsin agriculture's voice end up? We'll find out next.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source, at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act. With zero payments, zero interest, and zero worry. Until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Get right with Pivot Bio. For more information, visit PivotsProvenIt.com. That's PivotsProvenIt.com.
State Representative Travis Tranel from Southwest Wisconsin is one of those that kept his assembly seat. He chaired the Assembly Agriculture Committee last year. He says his Republican caucus has a slimmer majority this go-around and that not all agriculture leadership will be back at the state capitol.
We did lose some strong rural Wisconsin advocates, and that is that's a tough pill to swallow. We actually lost the chair of the Ag Committee in the Senate, Joan Ballwig. I had the pleasure of serving with her for a number of sessions in the Assembly before she moved on to the Senate. And so we lost some good members, but like I said, we retained some great members, Tim. And then we got some new members, too. Duke Tucker in Western Wisconsin is going to be coming into the Assembly, has an ag background and understands agriculture.
State Representative Travis Tranel, he said while on the campaign trail, he heard from farm constituents that want to see even more funds invested in the ag road improvement projects. And he also said many people still concerned about large-scale renewable energy projects in their neighborhood.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation,
innovation,
that's BioVet.
And entries are already starting to come in for the U.S. Champion Cheese event, March 4th through the 6th in Green Bay. New this year are entry classes for sour cream, low-fat sour cream, and cultured dairy dips, kind of reflecting the industry's growth. They'll have a total of 117 distinct categories that will be judged. Again, the U.S. Champion Cheese event, March 4th through the 6th at the Resch Expo Center in Green Bay. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we may see a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers with a high in the mid 50s. By Sunday, showers in the morning, ending in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 39.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, everybody. Mino the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, and of course, the Civic Media app. 41 degrees in Green Bay, 41 in Appleton, 43, is that 43? In Oshkosh.
Yep. 43C, I'm sorry.
Celsius, so what is it?
I didn't know it's actually 43.
Okay, 43. Oh, fair enough.
I saw Jim, he had the plan for the drive-thru already laid out.
We're already discussing our business plan.
We'll get rid of the front desk area and the waiting area. Well, we would have coffee for all of our guests.
Right? Absolutely.
Nikki's gone, so we'll just take her. Didn't she sit out there?
She's never coming back from Hawaii.
Yeah, right.
Could we actually get that done, though, Jim, like a drive-thru over there?
Yeah, but then you'd have to get those parking spots.
Is Eric listening?
Give that up. He said he listens.
Give us a call.
I'm going to see
Todd, what's our number?
It's 920-264-0606.
Mayor Eric, give us a call. We got a business plan we need to talk to you about. We're overtaking a coffee shop and market in downtown Green Bay.
And people could even say, look, I just need a bottle of wine and a sandwich and go through the drive-thru. Never get out of your car. We would just run it down the hallway.
Absolutely.
Take it from the store. And
absolutely.
It's a drive-thru lunch.
Absolutely.
Customized drive-thru.
Absolutely.
Lunch. And if people want to have a glass of wine, a bottle of wine with their lunch, we're okay with that.
No question.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in. Todd, we need one investor. And we want that to be you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay.
I got my paycheck last night. Three-fourths of it has gone to bills. So,
all right, whatever. Okay. We want Todd involved with this. Yeah. So anyway, it is Cappuccino Day, ironically.
Isn't that something?
Boy, I got to tell you something. My car smells so fantastic. Yeah. It's unbelievable. I bought a $6 cup of espresso, just pure espresso. The other day, you know, I was up till 2:30 watching the election. Come back here at 5 in the morning. So I had 2 hours sleep. And I was driving to Appleton to interview two amazingly wonderful Vietnam veterans for my book. And I put the damn, you know what I had in my cup holder? I had like a pen. So it was like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and I put, and the entire $6 cup of espresso spilled all over my car. But, and it smells fantastic.
Yeah, it does.
It's also pianist?
Pianist.
Pianist? Pianist Day?
Make sure and use the T.
Yes.
Pianist Day?
Pianist.
Pianist? Pianist. Pan?
Oh, you're dead. That's okay. Piano Day. Piano Day.
Todd, what movie? I'm sorry.
Piano
what's your
Player
name?
Day.
Pan?
I just got a. You know, it's funny.
Pan?
That, isn't this weird how it's Cappuccino Day? We've been talking about that. And today is Pianist Day, like Piano Day. And
it's
I got the pianist, the piano.
Okay.
And I got a text yesterday that my piano is due for tuning.
You got a piano?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
You play the piano?
It wasn't in your. Was it in your house? When we were there?
Yeah.
Is it upstairs on the third floor?
No. It's in, I couldn't get
fourth
up there.
Fourth floor, Todd. Fourth floor.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, it's in the living room.
Where did you hold the concert that day we were there?
And on the third floor, right?
I thought it was fourth.
You don't count the basement. The lower
level. Well, okay. But it's livable. Your basement's livable.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do with the piano when we were there? Was it there?
It was there. And I wanted the guy to stay because I bought all these little books with Christmas carols. And then have him play.
But why didn't you do that the night we were there at your party?
Because he had to leave.
That would have been great. Well, I'm not sang. That good of I would have sang.
I know. I'm not that good of a piano player. This year I'm going to. I'm going to. After I got a text yesterday from this chorus that might come and sing. I don't know if I'm going to book them yet. But anyway, after that, when we come downstairs, then we're going to sing a couple songs before you leave.
I'm in.
I know. So
I'm
that's
totally
how we get my piano tuned. Isn't that nice, though, that they send the text reminding you?
How does something get out of tune?
It just sits
there.
Humidity, air, right?
Yeah, you got to get your piano tuned all the time. My parents, we got it tuned a lot. Every year.
When I sold my house in Alloway, I had a piano, and nobody wanted it. It's the same. We always talk about that.
Right.
Pool tables, roll-top desks, then these big things where people...
Shuffleboards.
For an extra $1,000, we will keep that. And then it gets down to, can we just keep it? So right. We don't have to move it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harvey Wallbanger Day. I've never had a Harvey Wallbanger.
Really? Isn't that just...
College drink.
What is it?
Is it orange juice and vodka, Jim?
Yeah, there's something else in there. Rum.
Ugh, I do not like rum. You know, you always get on me about drinking.
Yeah,
okay?
I do.
And I don't drink. I drink one-tenth of what you perceive that I drink. Okay?
Still a lot.
Okay. But I can't... Two things. I can't stand gin... Which you said you used to drink, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I can't even swallow. It reminds me of an air freshener in your car
Yeah.
taste.
A little piney.
A little piney. Yeah.
I hate brandy. Spruce. Brandy to me tastes like Robitussin or something.
What? Mm.
Huh? Huh? And I can't drink rum. I hate rum.
Yeah,
the
I
only
like
thing
rum.
I like whiskey and I like vodka. Nothing else drink wise. Todd?
What's different? If you don't, you like whiskey and you don't like rum?
No, I hate rum. Hate it.
Rum's sweeter, right?
Yeah, too sweet. Like I said, it tastes like cough syrup to me.
No, I meant you like whiskey, you don't like brandy. Is that what you said?
Yeah, don't like brandy. Do not like brandy.
That, I would put those in the same class.
Like harsh thing. I like harsh whiskey. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And vodka, I want it to taste. I want a little bit of a burn.
Yeah. How about scotch?
No, hate it. Hate it. And my buddy next door to me.
I didn't.
He had a bottle one night. He goes, come on over, Johnny. I got this. I went to the Scotch Festival in Chicago. It's like $220.
Right.
And it literally, if somebody said, hey, taste this. This is what you use to clean brass with.
No,
it'd be the same thing.
Over ice?
Oh, nope. Just, don't like it.
Oh, Chivas Regal. And that's not like crazy expensive.
But you like the flavor?
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't.
Yeah. It was so unique. It's so different, right?
Yeah.
It's different than whiskey or we shouldn't be talking about this so early in the morning. But
why?
What else should we talk about?
But
should we talk about the presidential election being compared to the Packer game?
No.
No, we're past that. But scotch is just on the rocks. It's just,
really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Todd, you're the voice of reason in the show.
Yeah.
I like it all.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. If the drink is good. I like a little gin every once in a while.
Okay.
Gimlet, right? Those are pretty strong.
Vodka, gin, gimlets, vodka. Yeah, that's just
what's
a little,
the martini?
Little lime juice.
Just a little martini action.
Dry vermouth.
Oh, okay. Vermouth is terrible. Taste of vermouth, let's be honest.
Well,
why is that an ingredient in a drink?
Because it's a Manhattan. Why is it an ingredient? It's probably one of the best-selling drinks ever is a Manhattan.
But it doesn't taste good, do you think? Vermouth?
I like the clearer liquor better. Although here you just said I like scotch. Manhattans are better than like brandy on the rocks or something. You know what I mean? Like I'd rather have a Manhattan. So yes, no, I would say
but
that.
But it's just pure booze, isn't it? A Manhattan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean like okay.
And
like scotch and soda. We have soda.
No, I would put soda in. No, scotch is too. Scotch on the rocks? Yeah, that's just
really
why water it down and put in Coca-Cola or whatever you guys do. Yeah.
Right. Today, you got this shot day, Todd?
So we're talking about more liquor. Shot day.
Today's shot day.
Yep.
Wow.
So today's the day to do a shot in remembrance of somebody.
The best shot?
Wow.
I'll tell you the best shot. What's yours?
Peppermint, probably.
Well, no, that's...
I know, that's...
I didn't want to say the word.
You do that at the end of the night, so your breath is fresh.
I mean, yeah, right. Peppermint. What, like blackberry brandy? What do you drink shots? I don't...
Tequila. What?
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Patron? A shot of Patron?
Yeah, no.
Oh, my gosh. I could drink shots of Patron all night long.
Yeah, I know that. That's kind of a wussy thing, that peppermint.
Yeah, very. I didn't want to say.
I know you didn't.
Okay.
Well, Dr. McGillicuddy's is pretty good. That's kind of a minty kind of thing. And Jägermeister's okay.
But it's like a candy cane. It's like if you melted down a candy cane.
It is.
I need something that burns.
Yeah. No, you're right. I don't like shots. I think shots are weird anyway, right?
I agree with that.
You know,
I remember when I was...
Where's your holster? You know, I mean, that's...
In my day, I don't know if this... I'm sure this is gone, but my day was always Wild Turkey. Remember Wild Turkey?
Yes.
Shots of Wild Turkey. Do they even still make Wild Turkey?
I'm sure, yeah.
When's the last time you ever saw Wild Turkey, though?
But Wild Turkey, that was... When we bought that was in more than the... A fifth. That was like a little gap.
It was serious.
Yeah. Wild Turkey, that was... That was a college thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Wild Turkey.
Wild Turkey. I remember I could talk to... Actually, we got Randy Wright, former Packer quarterback Randy Wright coming on. And Randy doesn't drink. But in that era, if you went to a certain establishments like Nicky's Bar in De Pere on a Sunday night or a Thursday night, those were two nights Packer players out, and they would have bottles of Wild Turkey on the bar. And that's what everybody was drinking, shots of Wild Turkey.
Yeah.
But I've never, like, bought a bottle. I mean, I would never go to a liquor store and buy a bottle of Wild Turkey. Would you?
Yeah, I have. Sure.
Oh, you have? Okay. Yeah. Todd?
No.
Okay.
But when you're in college, I mean, come on. What, you think you would be embarrassed because it's too cheap?
Or, no, general. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to be honest. When I was in college, and I was at Arizona State University, which was, when I was there, was picked as the number one party school.
Wow.
But I don't ever remember buying a bottle of booze and having it at your apartment. Drinking was totally going out. You know, it wasn't like when you get older, you sit at home and you watch a movie and you drink.
No.
Really?
You were
St. Norbert.
I know. Where you have your closet, you know, and above it was like those drawers where you can store stuff. It was a liquor cabinet.
I had one bottle of booze. And it's because let me check. So my folks used to come down sometimes in the winter, you know, the UP and spend some time in Arizona. And my dad, and I'll never forget, I had a guest come over.
Oh, yeah.
And she's
you couldn't
like,
have guests, though, in the dorm, right?
I was in an apartment.
Oh, well then, all right.
Oh, it was awesome. It was unbelievable. But anyway, so I pull out my one bottle of booze that my dad had left. And she's like, are you serious? I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, you're giving me a drink of that? I'm like, yeah, why? You know what it was? Old Crow. Do you remember Old Crow?
I don't.
No, Todd, do you remember Old Crow?
Yep.
It was the nastiest tasting whiskey.
Whiskey?
Oh, it was so harsh.
That's a weird name,
it was my
too.
Butt. And she like blew me off. It's like, are you serious? Like because of what I have to drink?
Well.
Her loss.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Right. Look where she'd be today.
I know, right? Do they still make that? Old Crow?
I don't think so.
Old Crow bourbon.
Okay.
Yes.
What does it say?
It's bourbon.
Tasting notes. It's 80 proof, medium gold. The aroma is honey, candy corn, and ripe citrus.
Okay.
There's some vanilla caramel with a touch of oak. See, I never taste any of that stuff.
No, I wouldn't. It's either
sweet or it's not. Yeah. It's either strong
sounds
or
like
it's
a candle.
But that totally turned that girl off, being a friend of mine, or whatever you want to call it. And because of Old Crow, she thought that was so low class.
Yeah, it is. That's because it is. Or was. Yeah. Old Crow, that's a weird... No, okay.
All right. Got a text here. My buddy bought me a bottle of Wild Turkey for my 21st birthday. I think we finished it on my 30th birthday.
Wow.
Nasty.
That's
peanut
funny.
Butter whiskey is the go-to today. Peanut butter flavored whiskey?
I believe so.
I've never heard of that.
Me either.
You know, Heather Heil has a side interest in rum. We should have her on with that company that's doing the rum here in town. Maybe do a little taste testing on the air. I know you don't like rum.
What company? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So she.
No, that company with the cool bottles?
I don't know about this. Yeah, I'm serious. I don't know. I miss it.
We've had them on and stuff like that before. But maybe have a couple of different rums in here and see which one we like the best.
Do you like rum?
Yeah, I do.
I will drink it. If somebody brings me free booze, I'm in.
Okay. Yeah. Could we do a Wild Turkey Day?
No.
Could we do an Old Crow Day?
In honor of Thanksgiving.
I'm thinking every Friday should be Shots Day.
Okay. Listen to me now. We're going to open. We're going to buy the place next to us.
Yeah. Gotta get a liquor license. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, we got connections to the city.
Yeah. Right. Eric, are you listening? Yes or no? Yeah. Eric, stop driving your kids to school and call us.
If we could get the street closed off for a big anniversary,
we can get a liquor license.
Absolutely.
I would agree with
that. I'm serious about this. Who wants to go into business with me? Let me know. We're opening a business right next door to us. Today is Shot Day. Courtney Thorne Smith is 57. Gordon Ramsay is 58. I thought he died.
No. Are you kidding me?
He's a chef guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not that.
Oh, I'm thinking. Who am I thinking of? The other guy that used to do a show. He killed himself.
Oh, no, that guy. He was in Green Bay. You know
I
that?
Know.
Yeah.
I can't think of it.
You know, the guy that traveled all over. And he was kind of a, you know.
Lifestyles of the Rip. No.
No. No. He did cooking shows all over the world.
Very famous. Anthony something.
Oh, no. Anthony Bourdain is what you're thinking of.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. They kind of seem like the same kind of guys, don't they?
No.
I think Anthony is much deeper and more thoughtful.
Right.
Quick shout out for the shot. Need to try a shot of Malort. It's chased with an old style. It's referred to as a Chicago handshake.
Do they still make old style?
They do.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Boy, that Leinenkugel's isn't going to be brewing in Chippewa Falls anymore.
What?
No. Yeah. We had, back in the day, Green Bay got this entrepreneurial award or a startup business award or something. And we had Leinenkugel come and talk to
Jake.
Us.
Yeah, Jake.
Yeah, he's great.
I met him. He was a sponsor of one of my shows.
He was great.
He used to give out those big the canoe oar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. Actually, they make some good seasonal beer, the Leinenkugel's. Yeah, their summer shandy is actually really good.
So what are they going to make that?
I think they're going to make it in Milwaukee someplace.
You know what? We're going to have them as one of our investors.
Okay. There you go. Jake, are you listening?
Yes, Jake.
Eric the mayor.
Eric the mayor. Give us a call. We got to talk to you. Back after us. Man.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
Well, no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
This Veterans Day, take some time to honor the brave men and women who have served this country. Thank you for your dedication, sacrifice, and unwavering commitment to the freedoms provided, and know that they are cherished. The Brown County Veterans Service Office proudly stands with area veterans, recognizing their courage and countless contributions made both in the past and present. For veteran services in the Brown County area, reach out to the Brown County Veterans Service Office today on Walnut Street in Green Bay.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Friday morning, we got high school football tonight. I'll tell you what, folks, we've got a phenomenal game coming your way tonight on TV 32. Ty, give me a little music. Give me a little something. Can I have a something?
What do you need? Like,
I'd like a little dramatic music.
All right, let me work on it.
Do you have Lisa? Lisa,
yeah, Lisa's not,
Lisa, stand by. Lisa, are you barefoot? Yes or no?
I am barefoot. Yes, I am.
I know it.
My shoes were underneath.
Why'd you ask that?
And tell your rum story.
Because we were at the show last week, and she was barefoot the whole time.
Oh, I see.
I'm a barefoot girl. I need to tell you all my story about rum. Todd says I need to tell that
story.
All
right, let's hear it.
So when I was in college the first time.
Where?
So this was at Northeast Louisiana University.
Oh, back my gosh. No man. Northeast yes. Louisiana. You know who went there? You want to know who is a quarterback in Northeast Louisiana? Two, I'm going to give you a throw up. Bubby Brister.
Do you remember Humphreys.
Stan Humphreys, Bubby Brister, and the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars right now, former Packer backup quarterback. No?
I don't know that one.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, but Bubby and Stan were in my time.
Okay.
I don't know about the guy that you're talking about. But you
is
know,
it? It's not even called Northeastern Louisiana. Is it Lafayette now?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, those are the Raging Cajuns. Don't you confuse those.
Okay.
No. We're talking, it's the University of Louisiana at Monroe now.
Monroe,
and they're
you're
the
right.
Warhawks.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right. So very cool.
And I actually had a crush on Stan.
Okay, so, I'm going to tell you something. I remember when I went to that little a little junior college, and all these schools would send out, you know, and I'll never forget this. You know, great academics, great whatever. In Northeastern Louisiana, we said, we are loaded with pretty girls. And it's like, you couldn't put anything to get young guys to go to a school more than, we are loaded with pretty girls.
Pretty girls.
Yep.
Pretty girls, Southern girls,
yep.
And it was a campus on the water. I mean, you couldn't have beat it. And one thing about NLU that I will say is that it had a championship ski team, water skiing team.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, national champions because our campus was right on the water.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. Okay, John. Yeah.
All right, can't you see my quick intro?
Besides
Yeah, Lisa, can you hang on for a second?
And UWGB's playing tonight at home, too, so you should plug them in.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Got a lot of bleep here, Jim.
Yep. Go ahead.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, round two, WIAA Division I High School Football Playoffs coming your way from Kakana High School. Kakana, the Ghosts, taking on the unbelievably talented Phantoms from West De Pere. Tonight,
good one.
Game time, 7 o'clock. Ted Stefaniak, John Mino, bringing you all the action. Tune in. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Shouldn't we have had the Phantoms versus the Ghosts on
Do you know
Halloween?
What they do? Lisa, you'd get a kick at us. You know what they do at Kakana? Hmm. They literally have a person on a horse, and they gallop in the full regalia of a whatever it is, and they deliver the football to the refs at midfield to start the game. So they have this horse that just gallops right down the middle of the field. And I've been doing these games for like 100 years. I'm not sure I ever saw a ref actually catch the ball, because as soon as that horse is getting close to him, they all back up. They're afraid of getting trampled. And I don't blame them. But they have this big horse that just, boom, gallops out there and drops off the football to start the game.
That's
it's
cool.
really cool.
That is actually kind of cool.
That is. That's a good tradition.
I'll give it that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a couple of quick texts here. Southern Comfort is the best, and Mallard is the worst shot I've ever done. Terrible. I don't know what Mallard is. Is it whiskey? Lisa, is Mallard whiskey?
I don't know.
I drink vodka, and I drink gin. I can't drink whiskey. I just can't do it.
The dark stuff. No, I hear you.
And I can't do rum anymore.
But she can also polish off a couple of bottles of wine on a Friday night.
Yeah. I can.
Okay, you know what, though? You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I think one of the most overrated things, I don't know how to put this. It's like somebody be like, wow, I drank a whole bottle of wine. A bottle of wine is like nothing. Isn't it, though? I mean, it's like three glasses. Oh. There's not
it's
a lot.
Three glasses, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I went out for dinner. I had two glasses of wine before dinner and then wine after. And that's literally a whole bottle. But if you said, I drank a bottle of wine Saturday night sitting at home watching a game, it's like, you got a problem. Bottles of wine are like nothing, aren't they? Would you agree?
If you say you had two beers, people would be like, well, that's okay.
Right.
But if you had a bottle of wine, it'd be like, oh my God, you got a problem.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
It's about the same.
Yes.
I mean, in terms of alcohol content.
It's 750 milliliters per bottle, standard size bottle of wine. So, you know, and
I'm impressed you would know the millimeters.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But wine is expensive in a restaurant, in a bar.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, because you look at wine is not that expensive in a store bottle.
So okay. I'm going to tell you something. I had somebody went to that event, I think you went to, at the Widener.
Yeah.
You know how much a glass of wine was?
Yeah, that's.
Take a guess.
And just
they told me this.
Merlot, it wasn't a great, you know, it wasn't.
$14.
Oh, well, that's a
for
lot.
A glass of wine at the Widener. $14. Isn't that incredible?
And it came out of a box.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It came out of a box.
This came in from one of our listeners. Mallard is described as having a floral bouquet with a strong taste of diesel fuel.
Nice.
But is it a whiskey or is it a wine?
Not
what is
sure.
It?
Not
I don't
sure.
even know what it is. Mallard. M-A-L-O-R-T. I don't know. Lisa.
Yes.
When you're in Louisiana, did you drink moonshine?
I have had moonshine, yes.
Do you know the story of my heritage?
John,
no.
You only got 2 minutes.
Are you from Moonshine Runners?
My grandma spent 2 years in federal prison in West Virginia for moonshining.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. Yeah. So proud of that?
I'm so proud of that.
Lisa, we only got 2 minutes.
Yeah. We got 1 minute.
We got 1 minute. Lisa, what's
We've
going
got
on?
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
New Whistle Weekend. This weekend focuses on Veterans Day. So make sure you check it out. Even John Mino appears with his D-Day remembrances.
Great.
Remember you did those last year?
Absolutely.
Yep. So we're going to feature those this weekend.
Beautiful. Right. Glad to do it, Lisa.
How do we tune in for that?
That is every Saturday morning at 8 and Sunday mornings at 11 right here on WGBW and WISS. Also, check out the Civic Media app.
Lisa, right, thanks, what Lisa. You guys do and Terry Barr and everybody are phenomenal.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, we're honoring veterans for their service. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. A special program brings veterans home. Another teaches guitar and so much more.
Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
This Veterans Day, The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers salute the brave men and women who have served this country with courage and dedication. Whether it's on the field or off, these veterans have shown what it means to fight for freedom. So come together, stand proud, and give thanks to those who protect, defend, and have sacrificed with bravery that inspires so many, today and every day. So from the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers family to this nation's heroes, thank you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.